Former state representative and senator Don Shooter is seeking another term in the Arizona legislature from LD 13. But this campaign is different. Shooter was expelled earlier this year from the House after accusations of sexual harassment. KAWC's Kim Johnson spoke with Shooter about his campaign and why he wants to see the full report that led to his expulsion.
I spoke with the longtime legislator at the Yuma County Chamber Legislative Forum early this month. Shooter is facing incumbents Seneker and Brent Baucus in the August 28th Republican primary for state Senate. The winner advances to the November general election. Shooter was expelled from the state house in February after a House investigative report alleged, quote, a pattern of sexual harassment, unquote, by Shooter against several women, including two legislators. After the forum, the state Senate candidate said the details in the sealed House investigative report would vindicate him and his candidacy.
I'm kind of surprised you're here today, to be honest, because I thought being expelled from the state legislature would mean that that isn't something the next election you come around and be part of.
Yeah, but nobody knows the truth. I'm spending tens of thousands of dollars to get that report released. If I was such a heinous creature, don't you think they'd want to put that out? But they don't. They're hiding it. You know why? Because most of my accusers, let's put it this way, two of my fellow House members that were female accusers of mine were having sex or trying to have sex with staffers of both genders. That's why that report is sealed. Because as I was never accused of anything like that, nothing like that. I was judged, and the reason they wanted me out had to do with corrupt contracts, but that's another story. Right. Things, you know, it's house of cards stuff. It's house of cards. But anyway, the reason they wanted me out had nothing to do with sexual harassment. That was the tool they used to do it. And if you look at that, you'll see that I was judged by a standard that was a floating standard, and it was really a zero tolerance, retroactively applied 6 years later. That's illegal as hell. And in the courts, I'm going to win. And sadly, I'm going to take some of the taxpayers' money, but that's another story.
What's been the reaction of people at events like this?
The people that don't like me don't like me, and I think the people that like me like me. I don't know that anything's changed, but I will tell you this. Most people realize that I've done a good job for Yuma County. Nobody can say that I haven't done great things for Yuma County. They can't. Yuma got a carve-out on its Wi-Fi system that was the only city in Arizona to get that. I got a total of 60-some-odd million, $68 million for the JTEDs, eight of which went to Yuma, which we never had any money, if you didn't know that before. We were the only county in Arizona that didn't have a JTEDs. So I've done some great things for Yuma County. So if you're going to vote for a good legislator, you'd vote for me.
You've been an advocate for Yuma's water supply.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I tell you, the water wars are coming, and they're doing it really subtly. There are two groups spending $100,000 each to kill me. What does that tell you? Now, let's see who the two groups are. The first group is Greater Phoenix Leadership. Can anybody think of a town in Arizona that might want to get Yuma's water? Yeah, GPL, Greater Phoenix Leadership. Second one, the realtors. There is a law in existence right now that you have to have a 100-year water supply if you're going to put one damn house on a piece of property. So do they want, and this is no offense to Sina Kerr, she's a wonderful lady, a good lady, got nothing bad to say. But if I'm going to war, I want a guy that's had three tours of duty with General Patton, not somebody who just got out of boot camp.
Just expanding a little bit on that then, You see your experience as a key for...
There's no question about it, and that's why they wanted me out so badly. 5 days before the shenanigans with, and I could get into it, and it's tedious and everything else, but 5 days before this shenanigans happened, I went up to Kirk Adams and he said, are you going to support our water plant? I said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. There's only two places you can get water. You can get it from the Indians and you can get it from the Yuma. And the Indians, you have to go through a bunch of federal stuff and everything else. So guess where they're going to come after? They're going to come after Yuma and its water. And I'm not going to support you. And he said, oh, your farmers love it. And I said, I don't believe one thing you're saying, because I know my farmers and I know they don't love giving up their water. So 5 days later, this shenanigans comes up. Figure it out.
So as it stands right now, where do you see things?
We did a poll 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I was up 20. And there was a large undecided, which is absolutely normal this time, you know. So let the voters speak. If they think I was a good legislator, vote for me. I think there's an undervote, much like Trump. I think people aren't going to admit they're going to vote for me, but maybe they are. And so we'll find out if that's true. And if it's not, then I've done my piece. I've filled my duty. Nobody can ever say I did anything to betray the confidence of the people that sent me there. Nobody.
So I just want to get this well-defined in my mind. Are you saying that if you don't win in the primary, we won't see Don Shooter's name on any more election ballots?
That's my hope.
The winner between Shooter, Kerr, and Baucus will face Democrat Michelle Harris in November. I'm Kim Johnson, KAWC News.